to do with the psukim say, Lo idia le odom gvuroisov uchvayda dar malchusoy. It's our obligation always to let people know gvuroisov, the mighty acts of the Rabbeinu Shloilom, the awesome things that he does. Uchvayd hadar malchusoy, the splendor of his honor, of his malchus, how he runs this kingdom. And throughout Ashrei, in that capital of Tehillim, we see this being stressed. V'reisecho yagidu, nifloisecho asicho, duloscha asapreno, tzidkoscho yiraneinu, mamish, posuk after posuk, obligating us to speak about the Rabbeinu Shalom's wonders of his running of this world. Last night I went to New York to be Menachem Oval, my father-in-law. My father-in-law was sitting Shiva for the loss of his sister. And she was an emissar, Isha Chashuva, Ha'eshes, Talmud Chacham. And yeah, of course he was very close with her. They lived around the corner from each other for about 50 years. But I think it's a Moiridika Maisa that I think I have to share with the Olam, because it's a tremendous thing we have to learn up. Ma'isa Shahaya Kachaya. 3 weeks ago, my shver's, my father-in-law's sister, she was living, everything was healthy, she was home. She started feeling weak and shvach, they called Hatzalah. And Hatzalah came in and they did, you know, the testing and all that. They realized her heart rate was very low. But she, you know, she lived to 94 years old, so she was healthy her whole life till three weeks ago. Hatzalah brought her to the hospital and they started giving her medications for her heart and nothing was working. They tried different things a couple of days. And different things weren't working, her situation was getting worse. And they ended up putting her on a respirator. And she was in pretty serious condition. My father-in-law kept saying that I have to go to my grandson's chasana. Last week, his grandson got married in Baltimore. His daughter is making this chasana. And I don't have a mother-in-law. My mother-in-law was Nifteris 2 years ago. So this daughter that's making a chasana doesn't have a mother. I have the father. I have to be there. I got to be by this chasana. And like he told me last night, my shver, every time the phone rang during those 3 weeks, he was nervous that this might be the call, that he's going into Avelis and his sister, you know, could be gone. And it was a really serious 3 weeks of not knowing what's going to be. The respirator went up a little bit, 80, then it went down to 80%. She was breathing 20% on her own, and it was up and down, the situation. But Akapanim, Lamaisa, she pulled through. The chasana was last week, a Monday night. We went to Baltimore, and Baruch Hashem was a tremendous Simchas Chasam Akala. My shver was Lazayin Gazut. He was dancing, and then, you know, he had all his kaiches, Baruch Hashem. He got back to Flatbush. It's a 3.5-hour trip from Baltimore. He got off the bus. There was a special bus that we had. He got off the bus, stepped into Flatbush. It was 2:45 in the morning, and the phone rang, and his sister was just in the terrace. At that moment. Ani mamin be'emuno shelema. I believe with a complete emuna, like we say, Shaboyre yisborach shemoi, also va'oise v'yase l'chol hamasim, that the Rabbeinu Shalom does, he does and will do everything that goes on in the world. Although in today's world, you're going to tell me, you know, in 2023, we could say it's a coincidence, it's random, who knows what. There is no coincidence. If you're a maimin hashkacha pratis, haloi dovarhu, it's a tremendous thing that the moment he came back from this simcha, that was the moment his sister was nefteres. Haloi dovarhu. It's a moiri dikazach. And I want to explain what we can learn from this. I want to be makdim as a moiri dikagamara. in Bava Basra. On the Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. Omru Allah al Binyamin HaTzadik. It was said about Binyamin HaTzadik. Shehayim Mamuna al Kupa Shal Tzedakah. He was in charge of the community Kupa of Tzedakah. Pamachas once, Bosa Isha Lofon of B'Shnei B'Tzairis, a lady came in the time of hunger. Omru Loi, Rebbe Parnaseini. Said, please Rebbe, feed me. We can't survive. So Amalah, I told her back, Ha'avoida, I swear, She'ein b'kupa shal tzedakah klum. The kupa is empty. There's no money. I'm sorry, the fund is dry. Amraloi, she told him, Rebbe, if ein atom b'farseini, if you don't give me some sustenance, haray isha v'shiva banim baneha mesim. Myself and children are not going to make it. We're at the end. Either you help us or we're dying. Amad u'parnasa mishaloi. So Binyamin HaTzadik took his own personal money and he took care of this Isha V'Shiva Banim. The kupa was empty, so he took care of it alone. L'yamin, sometime later, Chala. Binyamin HaTzadik got sick. V'nata Lomas, he was about to die. Omru Malchei HaSharis V'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim told the Rebbeinu Shloilam, Rebbeinu Shloilam, Ata Marto, Kol Mekayim Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael, Kilo Kilo Ma'ilam Malay. You, Barilam, said someone keeps one person alive like he made a whole world. Binyamin HaTzadik, Hechya Isha V'Shiva Banel. Binyamin HaTzadik sustained this lady with her seven children. He should die? Miyad Koruloi Gzardinoi, his Gzardin was ripped up. Tono, we learned in Abraiso. They added 22 years to his life because of this gevaldik ma'aseh tzedakah that he did. What we see with this Gemara, as much as we all know from other sources that the Rebbeinu Shalom at times, chas v'shalom, cuts people's lives short. People have a destined time to live and their life are cut short. We see that this Gemara works the other way also. Binyamin HaTzadik's time was up. That whatever the amount of years he was supposed to live, he was done. And yet, the Rebbeinu Shloilam went ahead and added years to his life. Added, gave him extra time. That's also something Binyamin does. Besides the cutting time for someone's life, he adds at times years and time to someone's life. And that was what Binyamin HaTzadik was zoicha to, that the Rebbeinu Shloilam gave him more time. There's many stories about this idea. Now's not the time to marry in this Indian, but Akapanim, there are ma'isim kiyadua of the Rebbeinu Shloilam adding time to people's lives, even in our times, there were ma'isim like this. But it's not for now. There are many ways that the Rebbeinu Shloilam has that he runs this world. On how go of the Rebbeinu Shloilam in running a manik this world, there are many different ideas of how he runs this world. Like Lamashal, a person at times can have with an Amunah and Betachan. You could be Zaycha to things that you're not really supposed to be Zaycha to. A person is Beteach in something, and he really needs something. The Rebbeinu Shloilam at times gives a person something just because of his Amunah and Betachan. Lav Davke, he was Zaycha to it. And there are many other ideas of Hanhogas Abayre in the way the Rebbeinu Shloilam runs the world. There's another way, which is what I want to talk about today. It's a Mishnah in Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. It's something we don't think about, but it's a Moiridika Mishnah. Hu Hoya Oimer, Rabbi Gamliel used to say, Asei Ritzoinoi Kiritzoinecha. Do Hashem's Ratzon like it's your Ratzon. Kedesha Yase Ritzoincha, in order that Hashem will do your Ratzon, Kiritzoinoi, as if he wants it, as if it's his ratzon. What does this mean? Rabbeinu Yehuda says, Pashup Shah, Ratzaloimar, Kashehu oise ritzoin atzmoi, Kashehu oise ritzoin atzmoi, Bechevitz uvetaiva, the same way you do your own personal things with a geshmak and a desire, Kin yase ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how you have to do ratzon Hashem. Which means, Bein Zman, if you're getting up in the morning to go on a road trip with your friends, or a chveis, you're going on some ski trip, Whatever it is. You know that excitement and enthusiasm that you wake up in the morning to go with your chaverim? That excitement, says the Mishnah, like your will, means when you're serving Hashem, do it as if that's what you like, that's what you want. Although you're a physical being, and therefore physical things are the things that turn you on. You know, that excitement that you have when you have a good meal, you're eating out. All these ideas of the enthusiasm and excitement that you have, when it's your own ratzon, because you're fulfilling your own desires and your own interests, says the Mishnah, Zakar of Gamliel, Asei ritzoinoi, ki ritzoinecha. Do Hashem's will as if it's your will. And what are you going to be zoicha if you do that? What's the midah keneged midah in hanhogas Hashem that you'll be zoicha to if you do such a thing? Kidei sheyase ritzoincha ki ritzoinoi. Hashem will fill your ratzon as if it's his ratzon. Which means there are many times when you're not zoicha to something, but because you did, you went that extra mile, even though you had no interest, but you did something, you made Hashem's ratzon as if it's your ratzon. Getting up in the morning for shacharis, you have no interest, but you know that this is ratzon Hashem. So I'm going to do the ratzon Hashem of getting up for shacharis with excitement, as if it's my ratzon and I'm getting up for my ski trip. I'm going to go run to Seder with an excitement and learn his Torah. I know it's his ratzon. And I'll make it as if it's my ratzon. Although we're not on the Madrega that is our ratzon yet. We're not holding there. It's a lifetime of Avaida to really have an interest and a desire. But Akapanim, the Mishnah is telling us, if you do that, the reward, the Midah Keneged Midah Yezoicha to, is that the Rabbeinu Shloilom will fulfill your ratzon, what you want, as if he wants it. Although Hashem said, you're not really zoicha to it, it's not really supposed to be, it wasn't ratzon Hashem that it's going to be like that. But kedei sheyase ritzoincha ki ritzoinoi. He'll do your ritzoinus as if it's his ratzon. This is the midah keneged midah that the Mishnah brings down, or Gamliel's bringing down here in the Mishnah and Avos. And the emphasis, the Mishnah continues to one step further. Not only you should do Hashem's ratzon as if it's your ratzon, says the Mishnah, batel ritzoincha b'fnei ritzoinoi, and be mevatel your ratzon for his ratzon. Kidei sheyevatel ritzoin achem b'fnei ritzoinecha, that Hashem is going to reciprocate and make other people's ritzoinus that might have went against you, he'll mevatel their ritzoinus because of your ratzon. Be mevatel your ratzon for him, and he'll make sure others ritzoinus a bottle for you. You know, it's brought down. Rav Shach said about Rabbi Chatzkel, Rabbi Chatzkel Lovenstein was Mashkiach in Ponovich. Rav Shach said, I looked at the Mashkiach many, many times, and I noticed something very interesting about him. I noticed about Rabbi Chatzkel, Re'isiv Etzloi, what I saw by him was, Kol Mashu Reitza, Hu Oysa Es HaHepach. Whatever he wanted, he did the opposite. Sha Yeshiva Ritzoin Es HaGashmim, he's always breaking his physical desires. Whatever he wanted to do, that's what he didn't do. And whatever he didn't want to do, that's what he did. This was Rav Chatzkel Lovenstein. That's how you break your ritzoinus. Batel ritzoincha, b'fnei ritzoinoi, for Hashem. This is the madrega that the Mishnah of us is teaching us, that a yid has to learn how to be mevatel himself to the ratzon Hashem. You know, I saw brought down Rav Dan Segel said that he remembers Rabbi Chatzkel once giving a shmuz. It was after the Ponovich Rosh Hashiva was nifter. So it was Teich Shana, it was during the year that the Ponovich Rosh Hashiva was gone. And the Chatzkel shmuz was that the B'nai Yeshiva al-Takara Satoiv have to do pu'ulois le'iloi nishmas. So you got to do things le'iloi nishmas, the part of his Rosh Hashiva. And at that time, Reb Chatzkel said about himself, ani ba'atzmi, shoiver b'chol yoy mida le'iloi nishmas. Every day I break another mida, Reb Chatzkel said about himself. Every day I work on breaking another mida, le'iloi nishmas, the part of his Rosh Hashiva. This is the battle Ritzoin Chov Ne Ritzoin HaMokom. Hanegei Olin Yoneinu. You know, as much as we can't know Darkei Shemayim, we don't know how the Rabbeinu Shalom works, we can't know specifically this is what Hashem did and all that. But Lamaisa, we're obligated to learn off of what we witness with our own eyes. And we're obligated to the ideal of the other Gvuraisa. Lanias Daiten, I really believe what we witnessed here in this story, where the same moment that he got off his trip, that's exactly the moment that he went into Avelos. I really believe it was a keel of this Mida Keneged Mida, of Asei Ritzoinoi Kiritzoinecha, do his Ratzoin as if it's your Ratzoin. Kedei, in order that Hashem is going to be Yaseh Ritzoin Cho. Hashem will fulfill your Ratzon Ki Ritzoinai, as if he wanted it. My father-in-law was a Zayin Gezunt and Shtark. It's not a time to give a spade to Mishim Zeichel. Arichas Yom Vishon. But he's a Yid that literally lives Aseh Ritzoinai Ki Ritzoinecha. He does Hashem's Ratzon with a total bittel, as if that's all there is, as if it's 100% his Ratzon. No matter what, an even nemon to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And it's this Madrega that the Rabbeinu Shalom reciprocated, a Mida Keneged Mida, that we were zeichet to see with our own eyes, that the Rabbeinu Shalom went ahead, Kidei sheyaseh ritzoincha kiritzoinai. Hashem made his Ratzon, that it should be zeichet to go to that Simcha, he keilu prolonged her life. Ania's daiti, she probably was supposed to be nefteris earlier. She was in a mamash hanging on a respirator. And it could have been over 2 weeks before, for all we know. Rabbeinu Shalom mamash prolonged her life and kept her alive till that last moment that he stepped off back after his trip. And that's when he fell into Avelos. A posh and a keel that we see a mida keneged mida, that when we train ourselves to be avdei Hashem, a true Eved to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, being Mevatel our Ritzoinus for Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shloilam takes your Ritzoinus and he allows them to be his Ratzon, and he can make the things that you need that are real. We don't mean Ritzoinus that you need to go on a 10-day trip to Florida tomorrow. That's not what we mean. We mean real Ritzoinus. Then your real Ritzoinus, the Rabbeinu Shloilam can make his Ratzon, and that's mamish the key of what we see. It's a more ridiculous lesson from this Maisa Shehoya. Demesis, to understand this Yisoid, Abshim Shepinkis Zatzal has very frightening words in Sha'arim B'Tfilah, in the Perek of Amida. Abshim Shepinkis is our generation. So he's talking to us. So when he speaks very strongly, we have to realize he's from our generation. If he was alive today, he would be in his 70s. He was nifta young. Remember like yesterday, when he was nifted with a car accident. He'd be in his 70s today. So his mom is from our generation. Zok from Shimshim Pinkus. B'medrish Rabo, it says, by Paroi, who oimed al hayor, he was standing on the yor. Harishoim miskayim al Eloihehem. A Rosha is miskayim on top of his God. Avot tzaddikim elokeyem miskayim aleihem. Their gods are on top of them. V'hine Hashem nitzav alav, the pasuk says. Hashem is above him. This is the medrash. Frekrim Shimshim Pinkus. Ain't I moving? I mamash don't understand what's going on in this medrash. First of all, im hayor b'shvil paroi hu aleihem. If a paroi the or is a god, It's an Elohim. Eich shaych shiyira atzmoy oymer alav. What does it mean? He's standing atop of his God. For him, it's a God. So you're not standing atop of your God. What does that mean? V'oyid, I'll ask you more. Mashmo, it's mashmo in this medrash, that even by tzaddikim, it's a maila if they're lamata melekeyem. If they're under Hashem, that's a maila. V'lo yehepach Hashem, but it shouldn't be the opposite. V'harei elekim hu, we're talking about elekim. That's shayach, the opposite. So what does it mean? It's a maila in the medrash is saying the tzaddikim that they are under their Hashem. That's a maila. That's a maila. It's not possible otherwise. Azoy frekem shimshim pinkas. Now listen to the scary words of shimshim pinkas answers this medrash. Avol beemes hamuvon poshut ma'oid. The explanation is very simple. It might be very frightening, but it's very simple. Be'emes yochol liyos etzel adam. It's possible you can have people gam she'shoyim etoyro mitzvahis, even though the shoyim etoyro mitzvahis, they're frum midaktik bekala kichamura af mislahim b'tfilos, and even get fired up in the davening. Avol kol zehu b'pnei she'yodeya nemono, but they're doing it all because they know. Shall Oisha Amiti, the true wealth of life, Hatzlocha B'shnei Olamos, is Bo Rak V'Menu Hashparach. It only comes from Hashem. V'Efshel La'asik Shum Dava B'li Avoida. You're not going to get anything in life, not in this world, not in the next world, without doing Avoida. V'Lachein, therefore, they need Parnosa, they need health, they need Havana Batayra, they need everything. So Poina Klape Mailo, they turn to Hashem. They need Hashem to help them with all this. But at the end of the day, who are they serving? They're serving themselves. This is what they need in life. They want to fit into the frum community, so they have to do everything to whatever the frum community does, and it's all about themselves, and they're really serving themselves. This is what the Chazal is saying. There's a musig you can stand on top of Hashem. Because the sum total, Elokeihem Mishoris Oisam. Hashem became their Mishoris. Hashem became their servant. The Oisam Itzainim is doing whatever they need because they're going through the motions and Hashem is reciprocating whatever it is. Ki Mishoris Neman. You listen to Hashem, you'll get your rain. But true avoid is not like that. That's not really what Hashem wants from you. But rather, a person who knows the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Rishon, the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Achron. Lufnesha Yisi Kvar Hoyo. Before I came about, he existed. Ushikvar lo yeya. Hu yehe lo oylam. And I'm not going to be around anymore. He'll still be here. All there is bari oylam. All there is Hashem. V'nimtza adarabba. Hametziya shalit. Feilo ubat lo yelov yuzbarach. What Hashem wants is that my existence should be bottled to him. I don't really exist. I come with a true bittel. That I have no agenda. I'm here to serve you, Hashem. V'chol ma'isa ba'olam hu b'shviloi. Everything I do is for you, Hashem. V'avuroi yisborach. V'loi sha'akol misrach esav of atzmi. Not the whole world surrounds me. Zokam sheshem pinkis. Mitzad echod hu yisoy poshet shal Torah. What I'm telling you is a davar poshet. Ob mitzad sheni ma'atim zoichim lo. There's very few people that are really zaycha to live this madrego that Hashem really expects from us. Haynu sheyia Hashem yisborach with Sinai merkas chayav, that the Rebbeinu should be the central point of your life. How many people live their lives that Hashem is the central point? How many people not just going through the motions? That this is the frum style that you got to do. This is Yiddishkeit. Is Hashem really the central point of your life? Do you feel like a servant that you're serving Hashem? That He is the only thing and I'm ready to do whatever you ask of me? How many people live their lives like that? It's a question we all have to ask ourselves, a simple cheshbon ha-nefesh. When you go through your routine of your day, are you really serving Hashem? Or in essence, you're serving yourself? How much are you ready to be mevatel yourself for Hashem, for His ratzon? When something's not 100% perfect, are you ready to go out of your comfort zone to do for Hashem? Are you ready to go do extra and do something different for whatever your desire is? Are you ready when you want to do something not to do it, and when you don't want to do something to do it, like Rav Chatzkel used to live? How much are you able to change your routine and your ratzon for Him? Zokam Shimshim Pinkus from our generation, ma'atim zoichem lo. Very few people are zoichem to such a madrega to really live for Hashem. And this is a davar poshut, says Rav Shimshim Pinkus, of what Hashem wants from us. He wants us to be an eved ne'eman to Him. This is something we have to all sit down by a Musa Seder or some other time and really think through, how much do I exert myself to do different than my desire, different than my comfort zone, different than what I really want? If you're ready to do different than what you want, then you're doing for Hashem. But if you can't push yourself to do extra, and you're not ready to be Moiser Nafsha, if you want to call it, that means you're really serving yourself. You're serving yourself. And that's mamash like Paroi, that you're standing on top of your God. Harisham miskayim alaleheyem. You know, the whole Mishkan was really built on ratzon. It was all about what's going on in your heart. It's not enough just to go through motions and think that if I do the maisim, I said I learn, I said I daven, oh, so I do it. I'm an Eved Ne'eman to Hashem. You don't become an Eved Ne'eman just from going through motions. What's going on in your heart? How bottle are you to Hashem's ratzon? The whole Mishkan was built on ratzon. You know, the Pasuk says, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'yikhu li Truma, Me'ez kol ish asheid venu liboy tikhu es trumasi. Take from me truma, from everybody who wants to, who desires in their heart, tikhu es trumasi, take my truma. So the Shloah Kodesh asked, the Moir Dikakasha, first of all, why are we saying it twice? Yikhu li truma, and then again, tikhu es trumasi. Why is it said twice here in the Pasuk? Also, frek the Shloah Kodesh, why is Yidvenu Liboy stuck in between? Yichu li truma, me'ez ish akash Yidvenu Liboy, tichu es trumasi. Hazoy frek the Shloah HaKadosh. Zok the Shloah HaKadosh, dvorim noiroim. The Rabbeinu Shloah performed the nes. Let's say a Yid wanted to donate to the truma, to the Mishkan. He only had one gold coin. His heart was as wide as who knows what, that he wanted to really give who knows how much to the Mishkan. He didn't have. He only had one gold coin. He would wish to give a huge bar of gold. He doesn't have it. He has one gold coin. Zok the Shloah HaKadosh, the Rabbeinu Shem performed the nes, that if he gave a gold coin, but his heart was open and wide, that he was trying to really want to give more, but he just doesn't have it, the Rabbeinu Shlom made that gold coin into a bar of gold according to what his heart wanted. And that's what he says the Pasuk's telling you. V'yikhu li truma. That gold coin that you're going to take from Yidvenu Liboy, the guy who has a heart that wants to desire and give, tikhu es trumasa, you'll take my truma, that it's going to end up being the size of what he really wants, even if he doesn't have it physically. What we see from this Taich of the Shloah HaKadosh, the Ganzer Mishkan was all about the heart. It was all Yidvenu Liba. It was all about the Ratzon. Where does your heart lie? Is your heart, is your central point of your life the Rabbeinu Shalom? Is your central point of your life the Mishkan, Hashras, Hashchina? Or are you just going through the motions of a from Yid and missing the point, like Moshe Shapinka said? So I saw from the Shevet Musa, and he has a sefer of Il Tzedakah, that he writes, it's not just about the time then when they gave to the Mishkan. It even applies today. So Dr. Shevet Musa, you have an oni that knocks on your door. A Yid comes from Eretz Yisrael, and he has chuvas, he's trying to make a chasana, and he needs a chais, $20,000. If you have a true heart, and you feel his pain, and you want to give it $20,000, but you don't have it, when you write out your $18 check to him, if you're just writing $18 checks, because, you know, a guy comes to the door, you gotta give a donation, you go through the motions, that's all it's about, tzedakah, guy comes, you gotta go, give, boop, boop. If that's all it's about, then it's an $18 check, that's it. Abazok the Shevet Musa, if a person who writes his $18 check really in his heart wishes that he had the $20,000 to write a check of $20,000 and send his yid back to Eretz Yisrael, Zok the Shevet Musa, the Rabbeinu Shalom considers the $18 check like a $20,000 check, and his chus of tzedakah and shemayim is a $20,000 donation. Azay Zok the Shevet Musa, the same thing the Shlach Kaddish says by the Mishkan. Because it's all about what's going on in your heart. Where's your heart lie? Where's your ratzon? Where's your lev? This is the yisoid of the Mishnah Avos that we're saying. Batel ritzoincha. To get rid of our own personal ritzoinus for the ratzon of Hashem. We have to develop our mind, our whole heart, our whole being, that we're here to serve Hashem. We said many times in Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh says a nusach of, remember the Lashon HaKadosh was, Mo Hashem Dorish Mita. What does Hashem want from a person? Tno b'ni libchali. My son, give me your heart. Everything's tali. The Rabbeinu Shem wants you to give him your heart. Where is your heart lie? Are you serving yourself? Or are you able to get out of that comfort zone and do for Hashem? How much could you bend? How much could you push yourself further? How could you get yourself to go ahead and do a little extra out of your comfort zone? If you can't, then you're serving yourself. It's all about yourself. It has nothing to do with Hashem. Zokam Shem Shem Pinkas. Although you're learning Torah and you're doing mitzvahs, it has nothing to do with Hashem. Azoy Zokam Shem Shem Pinkas. I saw Meridik from Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal, Shiva of Mir. He brings out a Moridika point. We see many times, Parshat Vayeshev, for example, V'hu Nar is B'nei Dillah. Yosef Atzadik is called a Nar. Nar? He's 17 years old. He's not a Nar. By the Akedah, V'ani V'anar Nelcho Ad Koy. Talk about Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak at the time was 37 years old. Avram is saying, Vani, Vanar, my 37-year-old son. He was 37 years old. Why is he a Nar? Mishor so Yeshua ben Nun, Nar, lo yomish b'toicha oyo. The Parashas Kisisa. Yeshua ben Nun was called a Nar. He was a gadol b'toyer at that point. We don't know exactly how old he was. That brought down. But upon him, he was a gadol b'toyer. A Talmud Muvuk of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're calling him a Nar, a youngster. We find this Nusach of Nar being used by people that are not really young. What's the Pshah from Shmuel Birnbaum? What's this Nusach of Nar? Zokar Shmuel Birnbaum, Zechet Tzadik Kodesh of Rachel, I was Zechet to see him many, many times, and I lived in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn. I was there for elementary school. Came to our classroom. Unbelievable Yid. Kopanim Zokar Shmuel Birnbaum. pasuk says in Isaiah, "Nar Yisrael va'aveu." Klal Yisrael was called a nar va'aveu, and I love them. Zokem Yisrael salanta. What does this mean? The Rebbeinu Shalom has a special love for Klal Yisrael because of this midah of nar. Klal Yisrael is defined by being a nar, and it's a gevaldik madrego of Klal Yisrael, and that's why I love them so much, says Yisrael Salanta. What does that mean? Nar is the idea, is the description that describes the youthfulness, the growing, the steiging. Klal Yisrael is a nation that we're constantly rising madregas and growing. This is the malhus of Klal Yisrael. A dying goydel, we're constantly growing. V'adayin enigma, we're never finished. They bring down from Shmuel Berman the Sefer, Erez nish tafartike. He's not finished. He's constantly growing. That's the taich of a true ben Torah, meaning that he's a ben aliyah. That's what a yid is. Constantly growing, and that's why the Rabbeinu Shalom loves Klal Yisrael. Nar Yisrael v'aveyu. Yidin, there's no such thing. You know, in America, there's a famous saying, can't teach an old dog new tricks. Ever heard the saying, can't teach an old dog new tricks? By Yidin, it doesn't work like that. If you're an old dog and you can't learn new tricks, you're missing the Yiddish trait of Nar. Nar Yisrael v'aveyu is missing from you. Zokem Shlomo Birnbaum, a Yid. Yosef Atzadik, a Torah is calling him a Nar. Yitzchok Avinu at 37 is called a Nar. Yeshua Ben Nun, even older, was called a Nar. Because Nairus brings out this idea of growing, the youthfulness of growth, constantly becoming better and better. Zokem Shlomo Birnbaum, Rav Shach, Be'ezik Nusom, when he was so old, yet he was constantly growing with a youthfulness. He was such a nar, he says. Rav Shach, we know, was nifted at 102 years old. Can you imagine? 102 years old. And yet, mamish till his zikna, till the end, with his youthfulness, not mamish to the end, but come out to the end. I was able to see Rav Shach, but at that time already he was quite sick, a year or two before he was nifted. But Akoponim, Rav Shach, Zokar Shmuel Birnbaum was someone that had such youthfulness. He said, that's mamish this pasuk that we have in Tehillim in Perek Tzadi Beis. Tzadik katomo yifroch, shesulim aveis Hashem. Those type of people, o yinuvun b'seivo d'sheinim v'raninim yiyu. They're fruitful, even in their old age. They're fresh. Yinuvun b'seivo d'sheinim v'raninim yiyu. This idea that a yid is constantly growing is because Yiddishkeit is not about action. It's not enough just to do the meisim. Because in our Yiddishkeit, it's not just the meisim, just going through the motions, but it's the heart, it's the heart. It's unlimited madregas that your heart could reach. Once you start putting in the rotzon, your lave, your heart, and serving Hashem, it goes madrega after madrega, a lifetime of work, like a shachta, 102 years old, to keep growing with a youthfulness, with a nairus. This is what we're here for. And this is what Avodas Hashem is about. And the Emes is in this past parasha, the Tzaka Amoridikam Remes, Svarim HaKadoshim say, on the Pasuk in Vayigash, Va'ato kiboyi el avdecha ovi va'anar einenu itonu. They say it's merumas to coming up to Shemayim after 120 years old. Every one of us one day, although we think we're never going to die, like Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn Shlita always says, we think we're never going to die, we're going to live forever. But let me tell you, we're all one day going to come to this point. And zok the pasuk va'ato kiboyil avdecha avi, you're going to come one day to your father in Shemayim
V'hanar einenu itonu. And the nar, the youthfulness, is not there. You missed the purpose of life. Mamash this yisoid. You went through motions. But where was the rotzoin? Where was the youthfulness of the heart? If you had hearts, if you had rotzoin, you keep growing nonstop to the last day of your life. This is our avodah. And the avodah starts now. You know, it's a moment to gezoya kodesh. Mipnei seva tokum. Before you get old, literally means mipnei in front of, but the Zohar Kaddish teaches it up. Mipnei means before. Before your seva, before you get old, when you're still young, tukum, get up and start becoming something. If you do that, vadar tupnei zaken, then you'll have splendor of greatness when you're a zaken. Kaloimah. If they save a tokum, koidim shetawal a save a lazikna. Tokum liyas toiv. The kashetishtadal liyas toiv vachrusecha. If when you're a young bachar, you become someone that's toiv. You become a good person. A good person means you serve Hashem like an Eved Ne'eman when you're a bachar, when you're young. That's when avodah begins. If you start then. You're going to have a lifetime of avodah, of nairus, of youthfulness. But if a person misses the boat when he's young and he doesn't train himself, what's going to make you change yourself later on in life? And the Melo, the Zohar HaKadosh is being ma'iras, now is the time to do it. Mipnei seva tokum. Just end off. We say in the pasuk, "Lo yia b'cha el zor." There shouldn't be any el zor by you. So in the Gemara in Shabbos of Kufhei says, "El zor shebekir b'cha." And we say you shouldn't have any strange avodah zaras by you. We don't mean real avodah zar. We mean bekir b'cha, inside you. Now, what does it mean avodah zar inside you? Says Rabbi Chatzko. Hainu hataivos viritsoinos. That means your own desires and ritsoinos. Shehem ritsoinos pratiyim. You have personal interests. Bechol shenim tzaboi ritsoinos v'sheifos pratiyis. If you have your own personal interests and desires that have nothing to do with avodas Hashem, hareze raya shein ratzon Hashem ikar. It's a raya. Your ratzon Hashem is not the main thing in your life. And if ratzon Hashem is not the main thing in your life, Hashem is telling you, lo yia b'cha el zor. Why is avodah zarah inside you? Who are you serving? You must be serving some other God. You're not serving me. We have to realize that, of course, we're not by the Gemara all day, 24/7. Of course, there are things to take care of. Of course, there are things to do. There's a way to relax. There's a way to do things. Ben azmanim, ben azdorim, all the... We have to realize that shouldn't be an ikur. If that's an ikur, then we have elzar. If your life has to be that, oh, music is my life, I just lost a learning yeshiva. That's an elzar. If working out is your life, that's an elzar. We have to realize we have to get that avodah zarah out of our lives. And that's the battle with Ritzoin Chofei, Ritzoin HaMokom. The Rebbeinu Shlom Shebench us all, and we should attack us. Grow to this madrega that's being asked of us. Like Rav Shapinka says, only ma'ata mazoicha. Only very few people in Klal Yisrael end up reaching what Hashem really wants. We should tackle all here be zoicha to reach this madrega that Hashem wants, and then be'ezer Hashem, Hashem will fulfill our ritzoinus because we are going ahead and mevatel our ratzon for His ratzon.
I don't understand.